Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. The Reverend Kevin Robson is preaching. The choir of Word of Life Lutheran School in St. Louis, Missouri will be singing. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Philippians, the fourth chapter. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things, and the God of peace will be with you. This is the word of the Lord. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, amen. Again, says the apostle, again I will say rejoice, and always. Paul speaks repetitively as though you might be needing to be nagged to do and be convinced, and he's right. And all the more when you just don't feel like rejoicing. It shouldn't be that hard, but it is. You know that there will be times where that joy will seem so elusive, far distant, well nigh impossible. Try as you might, with all the muster of energy that you can bring to the table, to not be anxious about anything. Sometimes it just doesn't work. Listening to what Paul says about not being anxious about anything makes me worry all the more. What's wrong with me? Why am I not overflowing with this joy 24/7? Well, we know what's wrong. Sin breaks and hinders us. The tribulations of this earthly life begin to catch up. The sorrows inflicted by sin, mine, yours, and others. Your wounded heart being burdened by guilt or loss, change and decay in all that around that you see. That dread feeling sometimes that life is being turned inside out and upside down and can never be right again, well, sometimes it just seems too much. How many among us are never, ever tired or weary, stressed out or worn out or frazzled by the daily grind that confronts us? You know, at those times, friendly advice just doesn't cut it. Might make matters even worse. You know this. Life's more complicated and nuanced than platitudes or pious preparations. But hold on, says St. Paul. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Look at the examples set before your eyes. Reflect on those excellent things that merit God's favor. And the peace that originates in Christ will continue to rest upon you, even in the grief of repentance, especially when you are troubled by your sins and make confession of transgressions beyond counting. There is God's peace that holds up under the bearing of crosses, the peace that bears the good news again and again. Know this for certain: Christ is greater than any of your sins or troubles or trials. Today, we give thanks to God and rejoice with an able servant of the church who has been all about helping us to advance that message here and around the globe. To some, he is a man of numbers and budgets, and for very good reason. A chief financial officer who is not concerned with the numbers is not worthy of the stewardship that God demands of such high office. But Jerry, dear brother in Christ, for us, your fellow laborers in the vineyard, we who have worked alongside of you and have gladly received the encouragement that flows so extraordinarily from your heart and your lips in faith and confession, because it is our faith and our confession springing forth from that baptismal aquifer and fed at the high altar of our Lord's body and blood. We join you in knowing that our life together here in the International Center never has been, never will be about numbers, but rather a holy and mysterious, divine and blessed singularity. One. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord, he is one. Jesus has given us his divine glory, even as he prays to his Father that we may be one, even as the Father and the Son are one, Christ in us and the Father in Christ, that we may be perfectly fulfilled in one. And there is the unity of the Holy Spirit in the bond of peace, one body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is over all and through all and in all. Only the one. St. Paul isn't shy about giving us firm instructions to all of us irritable, battle-weary souls who are so joyless and so desperately in need of his rest. Think about these things, says St. Paul. If there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, true and honorable, just and pure, lovely or commendable. Listen, do you really want to know for God what is excellent and praiseworthy? The One, the Word become flesh, who dwelt among us, whose glory we have beheld, the glory as of the One, the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Do you want to know what for God constitutes excellence and praiseworthiness? The One who was born among us and laid in a manger. The One who was mocked and rejected yet was without sin. He bore the lash and was pierced by thorn and spear, whose hands and feet were ripped with nails as he was pinned to the cross for the life of the world. He is the One the Christ who bore your sins to one perfect death, that you now partake of his life without end. And so, in the face of our fears and anxieties, we confess with the psalmist, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will receive me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you, O Lord. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the God who is my strength of my heart and my portion forever, for behold, those who are far from you shall perish. You put an end to everyone who is unfaithful to you. But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge, that I may tell of all of your works. There is the genuine peace that propels us forward, rejoicing with resolute hope into the glorious destiny that awaits the baptized faithful. It is the all-surpassing calm assurance that comes not from within, not from mere human capacity and understanding, but from God himself, in the holy and precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the Reverend John and Melinda Bombaro, who serve the Lord in Latvia. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.